In Missouri, as we welcome you inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We're in Perryville, Missouri for the start of the football season as the DeSoto Dragons come to town to take on the Perryville Pirates. Hi, everybody. Andy Humphrey alongside Ron Pearson. Really good to have you alongside, Ron.
Well, I appreciate you asking me to be a part of this. I've never even been to a high school football game in Missouri. I'm excited. This should be a great matchup between a pair of teams that on paper, they're pretty similar.
They are, and they're going to have to deal with some big conditions today. A lot of rain that came through earlier today, and with a grass field, there may be some slippery spots in some areas, and both teams will have to negotiate that.
Yeah, maintenance early in the pregame, maintenance indicated that the field drains pretty well, but there could be some problems on the numbers, and we see that right in front of us as the team's warmed up. The 30 to the 40-yard line, it could be obliterated by midway of the second half.
Might be in for a mud bowl today. Ready for it, Ron?
I love it.
Here we go. The fans are ready, too. You can hear them in the background. And we'll have conversation with both head coaches after this on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
Hill is a family-owned packing company. They take great pride in providing quality service. They do custom slaughtering and processing, including smoking and curing of beef and pork. Etzholtz has won several awards for curing of hams and bacons. And don't forget, they do process deer. They have the most competitive prices in the area. They go whole hog for you. Give Chad a call at 573-547-6815 or stop in and talk with them today about your processing needs. They're located at 1702 South Kings Highway in Perryville. The faculty and staff at the DeSoto R3 School District takes this time to congratulate and praise their students and athletes for working hard and for their commitment and dedication to academics and sports. DeSoto is a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association, and they remind all spectators that games are competitive, but are also an educational experience for all the players and students. Let's continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all contests.
Jason, what are you doing now?
Clarissa, we're having a blowout sale.
A blowout?
Yeah, we're blowing out prices on Massey tractors. Right now, customers can get a Massey tractor with 34 horsepower, quick attach loader, 5-year warranty for under $20,000.
What?
Yeah, Clarissa, Massey is an American company, a name everyone is familiar with.
And don't forget, Jason, Massey is a brand you love from a name you trust, Fleegs Equipment.
Exactly, Clarissa.
Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at the Lettington exit, and online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98, getting set for DeSoto and Perryville to take on each other in Perryville. And I'm joined by Pirates head coach Blaine Boss as he gets set to face Perryville for the third straight year, coach. So you've gotten to learn a little bit more about this opponent with them being in your district the last couple years. Now, as you see them a third time in what's really a rubber match, what do you expect this time around as far as how things will go?
I think they're going to be a little more experienced, especially up front. I think that's where the strength of their team is, and it's going to be one of the keys to the game tonight. Obviously, the other big key is taking care of the football. We know the field's going to be sloppy. Right now, it looks pretty good, but give it a couple plays, and we'll see how it does. But definitely ball security, and I think whoever has the least amount of turnovers is going to have a pretty good night for them. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm sure offensive execution will probably be key in this one. But defensively, how do you tell a group to get ready for a game that might be, wet and muddy like this?
Well, that's football. You got to be ready for anything, you got to be able to play in any kind of weather, any kind of surface. And I think our kids kind of like playing in the mud, so that's what we've been practicing on the past, 2.5 weeks anyway, so I think we're pretty used to the mud by now.
You got a junior in Drew Hotop who won the quarterback competition, and, as he prepares for this week one matchup, what do you expect from him going into this starting role?
Hopefully good things. We're going to have to count on him to do a good job. Us being an option team, he's going to have to make some good reads tonight and take care of the football. Like I said, that's key. So Drew's a great kid. He's going to do everything you ask, and hopefully he can have a great game for us.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck out there.
Thanks a lot.
Blaine Boss, head coach of the Perryville Pirates, joining us on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on J98.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
And we welcome you back on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on J98, getting set for DeSoto and Perryville down in Perryville as we have DeSoto head coach Chris Johnson joining us now. Coach, third time facing Perryville to start out the year, and you've gotten a little more familiar with them being in your district. How do you see things as far as the things that you've seen so far with Perryville to try and use tonight to get a win?
Well, I mean, I think that they hit graduation the way we did a couple years ago, so you got a lot of new faces out there. But just kind of watching them in the Jamboree, I mean, they're big, they're physical, they're going to try to run the football. So I think it's going to be a good old-school kind of throwback, kind of a slugfest game tonight, because with it being sloppy like this on the grass, I think both teams are going to want to try as best they can to try to control the football and kind of ground and pound as much as possible.
And looking at your junior quarterback, Briar Fisher, with his first start of the season, obviously he's got the starting experience, but it'll be the first time that he's getting that full season. How excited is he to get on this field?
He's very excited. He's had a great summer. He's been leading since we kind of started our offseason program back in December, basically. So his leadership has really just kind of been, impeccable as far as what he's done for our program. At this point, being a junior, last year at this time he was a JV quarterback. He wasn't even supposed to be our quarterback. So it wasn't until about week five that he really became kind of our quarterback. So this year, going into the season, he knew right off the bat that he was going to be the starter. So that just kind of gives you a lot more confidence to take control of the huddle and, really kind of be the guy. And he exactly does what we ask him to do. And he controls everything. He's a great kid, and he does a great job.
With the conditions today, with it being kind of a wet field, how important will offensive execution be for you for that junior quarterback to run things?
Huge. I mean, it's going to come down to one of these mistake kind of games. A couple turnovers here. Somebody puts it on the ground. Somebody, falls down, slips down. Somebody comes wide open on something. It's going to be one of those that if you have the ball and you can possess the ball and you can kind of control the flow of the game, I think that's the team that's going to end up winning, because I think that at the end there's going to be some turnovers throughout the game that are really going to kind of decide who ends up winning this thing.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck out there.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all being here tonight.
Chris Johnson, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, joining us on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on J98. And we're getting set for football in Perryville as DeSoto and Perryville are now having their captains meet at the middle of the field for the coin toss, brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, you can visit them at your local New Era Bank branch or online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. It appears that Perryville has won the toss. They elected to defer, and that means the DeSoto Dragons will receive the football first. They will move from left to right. Perryville guarding the goalpost to our right as the two sets of captains shake hands. We're almost ready for football in Perryville as things get a little bit more sunny now. The sun's starting to peak up, and Perryville hasn't seen much of this today, Ron.
Yeah, up to 2 inches of rain in some parts of the area, and much has been discussed amongst everyone here in the pregame show about the amount of water and the amount of water that this field has taken in. That would lead one to believe that the guys up front, the offensive and the defensive lines, are going to be a factor early in this ball game. Who gets a better grip on this wet turf, and who's able to handle their opposition a little better early in the ball game?
And we're getting set for the kickoff. And our weather sponsor today is Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. As we mentioned, a lot of rain earlier today and a little bit before the start of this game, but not much to speak of as of now as the clouds start to disperse. And we've got a good 69 degrees at about 7 o'clock.
You can feel the humidity already.
You sure can. Backing up for the kick for Perryville is Eli Burke. He'll have the left boot. There it is, and we're underway in the high school football season in Missouri. Back to return, Clayton Studden gets it at the 5 to the 10, 15, 20, running right, then gets met at the 25-yard line. Good tackle by James Roden, the captain senior. And they'll be ready to take the field on defense once more with a good tackle on special teams. DeSoto will start at their own 25.
Good quickness, and he's one of those size guys, 6'4", 258, and he was unimpeded to the carrier there.
Blaine Boss expecting a lot of big things out of his senior this year. This will be our first look at junior cornerback Briar Fisher for the season as he lines up under center with two in the backfield. Looks like the offset eye. Now he backs up into the shotgun, and he takes the snap. High snap, handoff, and met in the backfield early, but getting away from the tackles. There is DeSoto's Cole Watson as he gets out of there. And just about a one-yard gain, or actually spotted a two-yard gain. It is second and eight.
Yeah, the offset eye formation, as soon as he got the ball, he was down. Very, very good quickness by Perryville up front.
Watson will stay in the backfield with Cameron Brooks moving to the other side of Briar Fisher in the gun. One wide out to the near side right. High snap again. Fake handoff. And now a pitch to the outside with Watson. But Perryville ready for it again on the edges. Leading the charge there for the Pirates. Clayton Steffens, the outside linebacker. And it's no gain to bring up third and eight.
See that defense very quick. They get to the end and they seal the edge. And there was nowhere to go.
Might be a throwing situation now for Briar Fisher as he gets the call from the sidelines and gets into the huddle. Just underway, under 11 minutes to play. No score in the first quarter. DeSoto with the first drive of the game, moving left to right. In the shotgun with three wideouts is Briar Fisher. He takes the step and the snap. Backs the pass. And a shovel pass to the middle with Watson. Gets through a few defenders and across the first down marker. And it's a gain of about 11 yards. He's down at the 38-yard line. And they might give him the 39 as well. Great awareness by Briar Fisher to get rid of that football and get it into space for Watson.
That was great play call. Third and long, you let the defensive line make their rush, and the little shovel pass underneath got good yards, enough for a first down.
And a good third down conversion for DeSoto. Keeps their drive alive at the 39 of DeSoto. In the gun is Breyer with two to the left and one to the right. In the backfield alone is Watson. He takes the snap. Watson gets the handoff. Met immediately in the backfield and taken down for a one-yard loss. As we see who got there first, it was Eli Bierk who met Watson in the backfield, second and 11.
The officials, or should I say the lifeguards for tonight's game, Todd Turlington, Jason Reed, Rick Weezer, Brandon Corbett, and Todd Valhalla.
As it's now second and 11, Briar Fisher in the gun, two to the right and one to the far side left. One in the backfield, that's Watson. In motion, a receiver, and he gets the pitch. And this is Crodinger running right side, and he gets met in the backfield on the edge. A really nice pursuit by Eric Roth, the free safety, coming up and making the tackle for loss. That's a loss of two more yards, backing them up to the 36, and it's third and 13.
You know, that's a tough play to block that far outside and at the line of scrimmage. There was no one there to pick up the free safety. He made a clean tackle.
Briar Fisher so far, 2 of 2 for 10 yards. One was a 12-yard game, but that pass, technically a 2-yard loss. And now he faces a third and even longer, 13 to go. Three wide, two to the left, one to the right. Breyer in the gun as he takes the snap. He quickly throws to the right side, and it's almost intercepted just out of the hands of Seth Russo, the strong safety. And he had open pasture in front of him. He was ready to take that the other way, but just couldn't hang on.
That would have been a pick six if he'd have been able to hang on to it. And you saw the ball squirt out of the quarterback's hands there.
Yeah, very quick throw from Briar Fisher, and that will force the first punt of the game for DeSoto with the game still scoreless. We're at 8:46 in the first quarter, and back to punt for the Pirates is Dominic DeMarco. Back to return is the man who almost had that interception, Seth Russo, and it's a low snap. It gets behind DeMarco, and now he has to try and pick it up. He's being swarmed by the special teams, and he's taken down at the 20-yard line, leading the charge, Clayton Steffens on special teams for Perryville, and they will get marvelous field position for their first drive of the game, all the way at the DeSoto 18-yard line.
We talked about the turnover, and we see one early in the ball game, and a really great field position for Perryville.
So DeMarco, unlucky there. He gets tagged with that big loss. And it's about an 18-yard swing as well. Into the game now, Drew Hotop, the junior quarterback for Perryville. It's a spread set, two wide outs to either side, and a lone man in the backfield for Hotop in the gun. Calls for the snap and takes the snap. A jet sweep, running with it. The right side is Russo. Gets a couple blocks on the edge to the sideline. 10-5, and then just forced out of bounds. Very close to the goal line, but they'll actually spot him back just outside the 5-yard line. They'll spot it down at the 6, but it's good for a first down, and it's first and goal for Perryville.
DeSoto did a nice job of stringing that play out, but Russo just did a better job finding the seam on the edge, and he almost pushed that across.
Good blocking out in front from the Perryville wide receiving core as well as Hotop gets his offense set.
Yeah, he stepped out of bounds at about the 7.
So it's first and goal. Hotop in the gun with 4 wideouts. He'll run the option to the left side. Behind him is his running back. And then he gets met in the backfield. Good pursuit by the Pirates front four there. And Hotop will get taken down for about a 2-yard loss.
Nice crowd here early on the ball game. And, of course, DeSoto, the Dragon fans, had quite a drive tonight.
So it's second and goal now. Caleb Grimaud in the backfield with Drew Hotop. Again, 4 wide receivers with 2 on either side on second and goal from about the DeSoto 8. Taking the snap, Hotop tried to hand it off to Grimaud, but immediately met and thrown down by the big defensive tackle for DeSoto. That is Wyatt Mosier, the junior all-conference first-teamer last season. And he gets a big tackle there for DeSoto, backing them up another 2 yards. It's third and goal from the 10.
Well, we talked about the offensive and the defensive lines of both teams and who would flex their muscles first.
We'll see how it goes as it's now third and goal from the 10-yard line, same formation. As Hotop takes the snap, hands it off on the jet sweep again. This is Austin Cook, stiff arms, but is not going to be able to get outside. And taken down behind the line of scrimmage for another loss. This is by about a yard or two. And Perryville unable to punch it in. In fact, going backwards after making it first and goal from the 6. What will they do here on fourth down? It looks like they're going to go for it. Nope. They'll bring out the tee and try to kick a short field goal here.
Eli Berk is the place kicker. And in pregame, he was hitting them from far out as 35. This will be about 28.
Looks to be that. Bierk with the left foot. Hotop, the quarterback, will be the holder. There's the snap. Good hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 28-yard field goal from Eli Bierk. And Perryville, the first on the scoreboard. It's 3-0 with 6:26 to go in the first quarter on KTJJ Farmington. We'll be back in 30 seconds on J98.
Comtree is excited to announce our capital campaign for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to be part of a life-saving project that will ensure a safe home for women and children of domestic violence. A Safe Place, the only domestic violence shelter in Jefferson County, has been empowering victims for over 31 years and needs your help to build transitional housing. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place.
Thank you. Back at Perryville, where the Pirates have taken a 3-0 lead. After a low snap on a punt from DeSoto, they weren't able to get it off, and they were tackled at their own 18-yard line. The Pirates had a good run to start out that drive from Seth Russo, but then negative yardage on the next three plays forced that 28-yard field goal. But a good scoring drive as we go to Ron Pearson for our Gilster Mary Lee drive recap.
It was a five-play drive all on the ground. It concluded with a 28-yard field goal. So with 6:26 to go in the opening quarter, it's 3-0 Perryville, and off of the first turnover of the ball game.
That drive recap brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. So from right to left, the Perryville Pirates will now kick it off once more, as they did to start out this game. 6:26 to go in the first quarter. Both teams with a drive apiece and a first down apiece. As Bjerk backs up, only about a 5-yard run up, and he lets it go. A good kick to the goal line. Snudden fields it at the 1, to the 10, 20, up the middle, 30. Slips past a tackle, and now he's free to the 40, 50. Flag is down on the field to the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, and Clayton Snudden takes it 98 yards to the end zone. But let's see if the flag will change this outcome. As of now, the Perryville or the DeSoto Dragons have a return for a touchdown from Clayton Snudden, 98 yards, but we'll check the flag as the referee, Todd Turlington, going to bring over a couple of his associates and check this flag at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, they're walking back, so they're going to bring this one back. I believe that was a hold. It was indeed.
It was a holding on DeSoto, so that negates the 98-yard touchdown return from Clayton Snudden. A really nice return from him. It gave a big boost on that DeSoto sideline, but it will back things up, and they will start back at their own 20-yard line.
Well, that was a great cut by Snudden, and I thought, holy cow, that hole opened in a hurry. Well, there was a reason that it opened in a hurry. The holding call brings it back.
So now DeSoto will start at their own 20-yard line on first and 10. Let's thank a few sponsors, including Rozier's Mercantile in Perryville, Etzel Packaging in Perryville, DeSoto Electric in DeSoto, and Robinson Well Drilling in Perryville for sponsoring our broadcast today on J98. Week 1 of the high school football season. Glad you're with us. Ron Pearson alongside me. I'm Andy Humphrey.
Boy, and how about that kickoff by Bjerk again?
Really nice one.
Back to the goal line. That makes a big difference, in particular on a field like this. You'll hear us refer to the conditions, the field conditions, frequently. But again, it's a major factor and will be all game long.
Briar Fisher, the junior quarterback for DeSoto, lines up in the gun. To his right is the running back, Brooks, and he'll give it to him. No, actually, it's Watson who takes the carry, and he powers forward through that line for a gain of about 3 yards. The fourth carry for Watson, and only 4 yards so far.
You know, both teams size-wise match up really well up front. It's really a contest early of who can instill their might on the other, the offensive or the defensive line.
We'll call it second and a short 7. One wide out to the near side right. That's Cameron Crodinger. In the gun is Briar Fisher with 2 in the backfield with him. He takes the snap. He went the wrong way on the handoff. He'll take it himself, though, across the 25 and close to the 30-yard line, about a yard shy of the first down. It was a bit of a broken play. He turned to the wrong side of where his running back was going for that handoff, but Fisher took it forward for a gain of about 6 yards.
Boy, talk about making something out of nothing.
And now a third and manageable for DeSoto. They've converted a 3rd and 8. They could not convert a 3rd and 13 earlier, but this is only 3rd and 1. So we'll see how they play this as they're still in the huddle. White jerseys for DeSoto and green pants. Both of these teams have green as their primary color, and Perryville going at home with their all green uniforms. Under center is Fisher, and he'll run the quarterback sneak. He gets across the 30-yard line. I think they'll give him the first down as he's met immediately afterwards. James Roden there on the tackle, but a gain of two for Briar Fisher, and that moves the chains for Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. But Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Two carries, 8 yards for Fisher on those last couple of plays.
Roden in his defensive end position did a little loop there with the defensive tackle, and he popped, stopped, and dropped him in his tracks, but not before he picks up the first down.
3-0 Perryville, 4:20 to go in the first quarter. DeSoto with the ball moving left to right. Field starting to get muddier and muddier as Briar Fisher takes the snap, back to throw, lets it go for Snudden, and he comes down with the football past midfield at the Perryville 46-yard line. What a throw from Briar Fisher, and Clayton Snudden leapt up and got the football for a gain of 23.
And good pass protection by the DeSoto offensive line. Perfect throw in the perfect spot where only the receiver could catch that ball.
And a big play on that first down for the DeSoto Dragons as they line up again. Now into opposing territory for the first time. They'll have three wideouts, two to the near side right, one to the far side left. Lone man in the backfield is Watson, right behind Fisher in the gun. Takes the snap. It's a high one. Quick throw to the outside to Snudden in the backfield. He's being swarmed by a bevy of Pirates. There for the trip-up tackle was the outside man. That's Marcus Mahathath making a tackle for a loss of two to make it 2nd and 12. Second completion for Fisher that has gone for negative yardage. He's 4 or 5 so far for 41 yards. Under 3.5 to go, it's still 3-0 Perryville, but DeSoto driving in opposing territory at the 48. Three wideouts again, and the gun is Fisher on 2nd and 12. Watson in the backfield with him, takes the snap, hands it off to Watson, runs right up the middle, and met immediately by a pair of Pirates, and taken down for a gain of one.
Neither team has done a whole lot on the ground yet.
Watson, 5 carries and only 5 yards so far for DeSoto. Fisher, a couple of carries, and he got 8 yards. Then on the Perryville side, 2 carries for Seth Russo for 12 yards. But now it's 3rd and 11, probably a passing situation for DeSoto's Briar Fisher with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. His team down three. Three wide outs again as he claps and takes the snap. He rolls to the left side. He gets it out to his tight end. That's Andrew Downs, who slips one man, gets across the 40-yard line and close to the first down at the 44. Going to depend on the spot. Will they give it to him? They spot it right at that 44-yard line on the far side, and they will call timeout and measure real quick.
You know, I think that was a broken play. I think he turned the wrong way again, but fortuitous that the tight end was all alone out in the flats and picked up positive yardage.
Very close to DeSoto's second third down conversion of the quarter as they bring the chains out. Again, they're on the far side. We'll see if they give it to him or not. And just a hair shy of the first down at the 44. You know, usually the term is fourth and inches. This is fourth and inch.
And you got to go for it, I would think.
DeSoto offense currently is still on the field. Coach Johnson might still be talking it over, and they're actually going to measure it again at the hash mark to see if there's any difference, or at least put the ball at the same spot at where it was on that outside. So they have respotted it at the left hash mark, and DeSoto will go for this 4th and inches. At the Perryville 36-yard line. A very tight set, and in the backfield for DeSoto is the big kid. As DeSoto has Wyatt Mosier, the defensive lineman, back there. It's a quarterback sneak for Fisher, and Mosier right behind Fisher, pushing him forward, and they get across to the 35-yard line for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down.
That's a great call, Andy. That's exactly what happened. The big guy in there, Mosier, just lined up at fullback. It was a quarterback sneak, and Mosier put his helmet in the backside and just drove him to the first down.
So DeSoto keeps the football. It's 3-0 Perryville, but DeSoto has it on the Perryville 35. Fisher in the gun with two men in the backfield joining him. Two wideouts to the far side, or the near side right. Fisher claps and takes the snap. Hands off Watson. Runs to the left side. Got past the line of scrimmage and to the 30-yard line where he's finally brought down after a gain of 5 yards.
Chewing up a little clock here in quarter number one. That's the ninth play of this drive.
DeSoto's kept it on the ground for most of it, but a big play on the completion from Fisher to Snudden a few plays ago to bring them into Perryville territory. Under a minute and a half to play in this first quarter. Perryville still with the 3-0 lead. DeSoto with second and five on the Perryville 30. Fisher in the gun. Watson right behind him as he claps. Hands to Watson again, running right side this time. Has the first down and more as he gets to close to the 20-yard line. He'll be taken down at the 21, but a flag is down at the 25. And it is a holding call on DeSoto, the second holding call of the game. Both have been on the Dragons. One of them negated a 98-yard touchdown return on the kickoff at the start of this drive.
Last couple of plays, the offense has taken wider splits in the offensive line. Of course, that forces the defense to come out as well. They are setting Perryville up for a play action here for sure with the way they're running their plays in those splits in the offensive line.
Backs them up to the 35, makes it second and 10. Holding call was down the field. You back it up 10 yards from that spot. And so now it's second and 10 as Fisher gets the call from his head coach, Chris Johnson. DeSoto moving left to right at the Perryville 35, down by three. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Fisher takes the snap, back to throw. Gets it to Watson, almost tipped by the defensive lineman. Watson then falls down as he corrals the football. I think he maybe got a yard out of that, but lost his footing as he tried to reach for that pass. And it's only a 1 yard completion to bring up third and nine for DeSoto.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Roden didn't get a hand on that one. That ball looked like it was tipped before he caught it.
DeSoto 1-for-4 on third down conversion so far in this first quarter. They've had the football for most of it, and it looks like they'll let the final seconds of this first quarter bleed out. As Perryville has the 3-0 lead after one quarter of play in Perryville, Missouri. We'll step aside for a few moments and come back with the second quarter after this on J98.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa. A family pool can be one of the best purchases ever. A pool is so much fun, brings the family together, but it does require attention. You've got to keep your water quality high. I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. Why not let us do the work? We know everything that needs to be done. We're experts at it. We're Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Lennington exit on the outer road by Better Bodies. Or go online at homepoolsandspas.net.
One quarter in the books as the DeSoto Dragons and Perryville Pirates have so far kept the score pretty low. It is 3-0 Perryville inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Alongside Ron Pearson, I'm Andy Humphrey. As DeSoto has had the football for most of this game, Perryville taking advantage of a slip snap on the punt by DeSoto to start out this game. They were able to get good field position and get a field goal out of it. And now the Pirates trying to elongate this drive, which has now gone over 10 plays, Ron, to try and get a score of their own.
Well, in fact, in the ball game, DeSoto has run 18 plays from scrimmage. Perryville only four, but it was the place on the field where Perryville ran the plays and then, of course, finished it all off with that field goal and the three-point lead.
Dragons are facing a third and nine from the Perryville 34-yard line. It's a third and a pretty lengthy nine. Briar Fisher so far has completed all but one of his passes. 6 of 7, but DeSoto 1 of 4 on third down conversions. This is a third and nine. Teams have switched sides. DeSoto now moving from right to left. Taking the snap, Fisher drops back. Has pressure and now has to get out of the pocket. He goes up the middle and gets a few yards out of it, but then taken down immediately. James Roden there for the tackle on Briar Fisher, And did he even get back to the line of scrimmage? I think he maybe got 1 yard on the scramble to prevent the sack. But it's a fourth down and pretty long eight.
They're looking like they're going to go for it with the ball resting at the 34-yard line, but it's a fourth and eight.
They converted a fourth and one earlier on this drive. Two wideouts to the right for Breyer Fisher on fourth and eight. He takes the snap, drops back to pass. Good protection, lets it go to Snudden on the slant, and it's complete. Across the 20 to the 15, and he lunges forward to the 13-yard line. Great play by the Dragons. Good throw from Breyer Fisher, and once again, Clayton Snudden comes up big.
Boy, he found the seam between the safety and the corner, and there was a lot of daylight there. He wasn't far away from cutting that all the way.
20-yard gain on that as they get to the 13-yard line of Perryville. Second 20-yard-plus completion from Fisher to Snudden so far on this drive.
This is the 14th play of the drive. You don't see that often in college or in high school football.
In the gun is Fisher. He claps and takes the snap. Hand off to Watson running up the middle over the left guard, and he gets to the 10-yard line and then met after a gain of three to bring up second and seven.
You know, it is getting more and more humid the deeper we get into the night, and you can tell that's starting to take its toll on some of the big fellas on both sides of the ball.
10:35, first half, 3-0 Perryville, but DeSoto knocking on the doorstep of the goal line. Breyer Fisher getting the call from Chris Johnson on the sideline. Those white jerseys for DeSoto getting muddier and muddier as the game goes along. Fisher in the gun with his heels on the 15. Ball is at the 10. And before the snap, play is stopped.
Time
I don't
out.
See a flag on the field. DeSoto called timeout. Their first one of the game. And we will take a cup break as well. 30-second break, and we'll be back after this on J98.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
.10:09 to go in the second quarter. Perryville 3, DeSoto nothing, but Perryville trying to get on the scoreboard. They're on the 10-yard line of the Pirates with second down and seven. Let's thank DeSoto School District in DeSoto, Citizens Electric in Perryville, Perryville Muffler and Auto in Perryville, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, and New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre.
DeSoto looking at second down, 6 yards. This is the 15th play of this offensive drive.
Really has been impressive, and they've converted a couple of fourth downs, a third down on this drive. Breyer Fisher standing in there and leading his offense down the field, taking a lot of time off this clock. Started with about halfway to go in the first quarter, and we're into the second, so about 8 minutes. Here's second and seven from the Perryville 10. Fisher in the gun, three wideouts. He takes the snap, hits a handoff, and Watson is met by that big defensive front for Perryville. Leading the charge was Steffens in the middle, and it's a loss of a yard to bring up third and eight.
They've had success moving the ball through the air in this drive here. See if they look for Snedden in that slant or that skinny post on third and long.
Fisher, 7 of 8 so far in this first half, throwing the football. Gets the call from the sideline. They'll have trips to the near side left, and Fisher in the gun with Watson a couple steps behind him in the backfield. Third down and 8. Takes the snap. It's a pitch to the left side. Watson gets the pass to the line of scrimmage to the 10 and then lunges forward for a few yards, but then taken down at about the 9-yard line. Not going to be enough for the first down. They're about 5, maybe 6 yards shy, and it looks like the field goal unit coming onto the field.
And it looks like Snedden got a little dinged up on that last play. He's staying in the ball game, but he was favoring his left forearm there. He's all right. He's lining up in the kick formation.
Sean Brooks, number 96, will be the kicker. Cameron Brooks will be his holder. It's about a 26-yard attempt. There's the snap, the hold. The kick is up, and it's low and blocked as it trickles into the end zone. And that was just a little too low on that kick. So DeSoto, after that big, long drive, it results in no points. With 8:40 to go in the first half, Perryville maintains a 3-0 lead, and they'll take over at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, see, they had trouble handled. The holder had a little trouble with the snap, and that one was doomed from the get-go.
And a bit of an awkward run up there from Sean Brooks, as you said, with that hold. It kind of delayed his run up a bit, and that also kind of made some trouble for DeSoto. And now Perryville with their second drive of the game. They've been running a bit of a spread formation with four wideouts, and they do so again with Drew Hotop, the junior, in the shotgun. Right behind him, the running back. That is Grimaud as he takes the handoff. And Grimaud met in the backfield by that big DeSoto front. Ethan Cook leading the way there for the Dragons, and it's a loss of one.
That's only the fifth offensive play of the ball game for Perryville. Time of possession weighing heavily on the side of the Dragons.
Second and 11. They actually spotted it at the 20-yard line, so it's actually no gain there. Two wide to the left, two wide to the right. Hotop in the gun. Perryville with the football up three. Taking the snap, Hotop, quick throw to the near sideline, and it's complete, but then squirts out of the hands of the wide receiver, Carter Dix, as he caught it in the backfield, but then had to go back and recover that fumble, and in the process loses a yard.
What a terrific throw by the quarterback. It was a little hitch. He got the ball out in a hurry. The wide receiver had a little trouble hanging on to the football. That could have been a big, big play for Perryville.
Instead, it's third and 11 as they face their second third down conversion. Hotop in the gun again. He squats down, a man in motion as they hand it off on the jet sweep. No, Hotop keeps it, tries to run up the middle, but not fooled by the big man in the middle. That is Ethan Cook taking down the quarterback after a gain of two, and it's now fourth down and nine.
Pirates have had trouble doing anything on offense, and credit the defense, the DeSoto Dragons.
Looks like the Pirates will punt this one away to DeSoto. Eli Bierk back in punt formation for Perryville. Two men back to return for the Dragons. That's Clayton Snudden. And also joining him there is Dominic Punjani. As Bierk boots it, running to the left side, it's closest to Punjani, and they'll just let this one roll. It doesn't even make it to midfield, and the Pirates will down it at their own 47-yard line. So DeSoto will get to start in opposing territory.
That's something you've seen come into American football the last couple 3 years. It's the Australian punt. He gets the snap from center, takes a couple of steps to the left, lets the defenders get on him, and he punts the ball before they make any contact at all.
6:31 to go in the first half. Perryville with a 3-0 lead. And because of these conditions, Ron, and you know the long drive that we saw from DeSoto, bleeding out a lot of this clock, a good balance of run and pass from DeSoto early on, but a lot of low scoring.
Well, you know, a field position and turnovers on a soft track like this. The middle of the field looks like it's okay, but here to the left of us from about the 35-yard line on in, starting to take its toll here.
Let's thank a few more of our sponsors, including Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, the UPS Store in Festus, Comtree of Festus, and Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum for sponsoring our broadcast today. .6:31 to go, first half, and DeSoto will have their third offensive drive of the game and their best field position as well, starting at the Perryville 47.
What do? Do you put it in the air on the first play, try and catch them off guard? They've had some success in the air here
they
in the second quarter.
They certainly have. Briar Fisher, very accurate so far, 7 of 8 through the air. And a couple of 20-yard completions as well to his favorite target, Clayton Snudden. He's in the backfield in the shotgun, takes the snap, and he's back to throw, but pressured. He gets away from it, and he'll have to tuck and run, and it is going to be a sack for Perryville as they're able to get to the quarterback. Eli Bierk was the first man there to bring down Fisher for a loss of one.
Both receivers on that offensive play ran deep routes, a deep in and a fly down the sideline, and there was not enough time at all for the quarterback there. And credit the rush and the hustle of Perryville Pirates. They're playing a pretty good defensive ball game, the bend but not break.
They've kept that DeSoto offense guessing a few times. DeSoto, a few moments of brilliance, but unable to punch it in so far as they trail 3-0 with under 6 to go in the half. Two wideouts to the far side, right. Briar Fisher in the gun with two men in the backfield with him. He takes the snap. It's a high one. He hands it off to Watson, running over the right guard, but again, can't get past that line of scrimmage. This time for Perryville. They're able to get the man in the backfield with Roy Kane leading the charge. Another loss of a yard, and it's 3rd and 12.
Yeah, the senior, Ullman, also helped out on the tackle there. Perryville running and moving to the football. Very, very well. You like to see that as a head coach, especially the first ball game of the year.
So another 3rd and long situation for DeSoto. They're only 1 of 6 on 3rd down conversions so far. They have converted a 3rd and 8 and a 4th and 8. But here's 3rd and 12 from the Perryville 49, taking the snap. Fisher rolls right side looking to throw. Lets it go to his tight end Downs across the 45 to the 43, and then he's finally tripped up at the 43-yard line after a gain of 6 yards, and still not good enough for that first down. They're about 6 yards shy.
Well, I would think with the strength of Bierk's leg that they're going to let the young man try and down this ball inside the 10-yard line. It's resting on the 43-yard line.
And they will get a punter back there. This is Dominic DeMarco, who will try to pin the Pirates deep. Seth Russo is back to return this, and Perryville almost had too many guys on the field, so Blaine Boss had to burn a timeout before that snap on 4th and 6. So the first one burned by the Pirates.
And you see players on both sides with their hands on their hips and breathing heavy. You can run forever in a practice, but you can't prepare for game night. There's just something that's different on game night all the way around.
Absolutely, and when you see these conditions, you haven't really been practicing in too many of these conditions to begin with, so it's sometimes a little bit of a change-up when you've been going through hot summers and, you know, maybe having to hydrate a lot more. Now you've got a game where it's a little bit chillier and you've got to deal with a few squirts of the football out of your hands and a little more of muddy conditions out there.
Well, you can be sure there's quite a bit of adrenaline running through all these young men, too. Both teams playing very, very hard.
4:15 to go in the half. Perryville 3, DeSoto nothing. As DeSoto, again, trying to pin the Pirates deep, punting on the Perryville 43. DeMarco calls for the snap. It's a good one this time, and he gets it off in time. Russo will not field this one as it takes a DeSoto bounce and dies at the 15-yard line. So it's about a 28-yard punt from Dominic DeMarco, and Perryville will set up shop at their own 15.
Perryville looking to get something or some kind of an offensive spark here at the end of the half.
Coming up after this half with 4:09 to go left in it, we'll have the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Get a recap of this first half and also take a look at some of the other games going around the listening area on week one of the Missouri high school football season. Glad you're along for the ride.
Those white jerseys of DeSoto are starting to show signs of a little bit of dirt and mud.
That's an understatement. Here's Hotop in the gun. It's a toss to the outside, and running with it is the wide receiver, and that is Eric Roth, who's unable to get away from the pursuit of the Dragons' edge rushers. And that's going to be a big loss. In fact, 4 yards. Eric Roth, the safety usually, is unable to get away from the attack.
They sealed the end defensively. He just couldn't get to the outside. If he'd have gotten another couple of steps, he might have picked up a few more yards.
Loss of three to bring up second and 13 from the Perryville 12. Again, they lead 3-0 over DeSoto. And Perryville once again with a four-wide set. Roth in the backfield with Drew Ho top the quarterback. He takes the snap, a quick throw to the outside. It's complete. And to the 15, a big hit delivered by DeSoto's Dominic DeMarco, the linebacker coming up from his position, lowing down the blow on the wide receiver. That was Ethan Moran who got lit up after a gain of three.
They had two receivers on the near side, and they were hoping the inside receiver could pick up a block and the play would look more, show signs of more of a screen pass. Once again, we see the strength in the arm of the quarterback there. That was a great toss.
Hotop 3 of 3, but not very many yards, only 4. As it's all been short passes for Perryville so far, and they now face a 3rd and 10. Have not converted to the third down so far, and looks like another timeout is called by Perryville's Blaine Boss with 2:34 to go in the second quarter. 3-0 Perryville. Will step aside for 30 seconds on J98.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Been difficult for Perryville to find the edge. You're wondering when they're going to start running a trap player, trap series with a quick handoffs inside the tackles.
Blaine Boss, the coach of Perryville, trying to figure out what they're going to do on 3rd and 10 with 2:34 to go in the first half. They lead 3-0 over the DeSoto Dragons. Alongside Ron Pearson, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Rain earlier today in the Perryville area, making this field pretty muddy, and it's starting to get torn up a little bit more as the game rolls along. Big man in the backfield for Perryville, that's James Roden, as Hotop's in the gun, a man in motion going to the left side, and Hotop will run with it with Roden blocking out in front. Oh, Hotop across the 20, to the 25, to 30, to the 40, to midfield, to the 40 again. One man to try and get past, and he's taken down from behind after crossing the 20-yard line. He's down at the DeSoto 15.
You know
what a run from Drew Hotop as he gets into DeSoto territory.
What they did is they set the big guy, Roden, out, and Roden was the block that he needed. He sprung the defensive end, and he took out the linebacker. And what speed by the quarterback there. My goodness.
He went from the 15-yard line to the 15-yard line for a gain of 70 with 2:20 to go in the half, and his team up 3-0. Now they're knocking on the door of the end zone once again. Biggest play of the game by far, Ron.
Roden lowered the boom. Did you see the block on the outside linebacker? All of a sudden, there was nothing but green in front of Hotep.
And Roden staying in the game, a new quarterback in as well. That's Evan Daugherty in the gun. He'll take the snap, and he'll run right side with Roden blocking out in front. Daugherty to the 10-yard line towards the edge and then taken down just in bounds. So the clock will continue to roll at 1:55 and counting after a gain of 7. They just had to give Drew Hotop a blow on the sideline after that big run.
Yeah, I think Coach Boss has found a little bit of an answer in putting Roden in a blocking position. The last two run plays, he has lowered the boom.
So Daughtry stays in there to get the call from the sideline again, and he'll run the offense on this 2nd and 4 after a gain of 6. Perryville on the DeSoto 9 with 4 wideouts. Roden in the backfield behind Daughtry as he takes the snap. Handoff, and it's botched by Roden. The ball is on the turf still, and who has the football? Roden couldn't handle it on the exchange, and looks like he came up with it to the sigh of relief of the Perryville faithful.
Well, I'm wondering if he isn't gassed a little bit, too, because after those two jarring, bone-jarring blocks in the previous two plays, he followed the quarterback down the field.
So Roden will get no gain on that after that fumble, recovering it And it's third and four with under a minute to go in the half. 46, 45, 44 seconds to go. Perryville trying to score before halftime. Four wide again. Roden in the backfield with Drew Hotop back in there. Hotop gives it on the jet sweep to Austin Cook, trying to run up the middle and denied by that defensive front again. Leading the charge, the all-conference defensive lineman Wyatt Mosier. And the clock continues to roll with 24 seconds after that loss of one.
Well, they still have another timeout. They can use, and they take it right now.
Looks like they'll wait to take those few more seconds down and maybe kick a field goal. 9 seconds, 7, 6, and Blaine Boss will take it now with 2 seconds to go in the half. Perryville up 3-0, trying to pad that lead right before halftime as Coach Boss takes his final timeout. And all set up by that big run and big block Perryville. Drew Hotop taking it 70 yards from one end to the other, and that might mean more points for Perryville as they try to make it 6-0. Come on, Eli! Eli's converted one so far. Eli Bierke, 28-yarder. This will be from about 27. They'll set it up on the right hash mark, and the left footer will have to push it to his left to make it through these goalposts. 2 seconds to go before halftime. As Drew Hotop, the quarterback, will be the holder for Bierke. There's the snap. Good hold. Kick is up, and it's blocked by the edge rusher. That's Dominic DeMarco, who got the big paw up there, and the ball is still live as it's picked up by DeSoto. And unable to take it the length of the field there was Jerry Chandler as he tried to get across but tackled at about the 30-yard line, and that's how the first half ends. Big play by Dominic DeMarco to keep Perryville off the scoreboard at the end.
You know, on that kick, that ball was live, and after it was blocked, had Cameron Codinger, had he seen that ball and realized it was a live ball, there was no one in front of him, but instead they pick it up a little too late, and we're at the half with a 3-0 score.
Anybody's game. Perryville 3, DeSoto nothing as we hit halftime, and we'll have the Midwest Sports Center halftime show right after this on J98.
Celebrate 1 year of shared solar with Citizens Electric. Members who call and mention this ad when inquiring about shared solar by September 18th will be entered to win a pair of St. Louis Cardinals tickets and a $100 Visa gift card. Shared solar is the easiest way to participate in solar energy. Clean, carbon-free, sustainable. Call 877-876-3511 to learn about shared solar from Citizens Electric.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at mariositalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Maybe start off with a couple of appetizers like boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach and artichoke dip, or chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Hey, let the kids pick something from the kids' menu. Then for yourself, choose one of your favorites like steak or ribs, seafood or pasta. Man, it's all so good. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Have you ever taken a good hard look at the furniture in your house and gone, eh? If so, you need to head to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. I'm Mark Todi, and I'm here to tell you why. First and foremost, Chris and Jamie are excellent people with good hearts. And the furniture at Patsy's, it's awesome. And I'm telling you that from firsthand experience. All my furniture comes from Patsy's. So make this the day you upgrade your furniture from just, eh, to oh, yeah, by going to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
We Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll update you on the scores from the teams in our entire listening area and get you the highlights from all of our broadcast action on J98, KJEP, KREI, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and a proud sponsor of high school football. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98. The Boot, Sean Malone back in the studio with you. Some scores throughout the listening area. We have Francis Howell North over Northwest 14-8. St. Genevieve is leading Dexter 7-0 in a close one. And over on AM 1400 KJFF, it is St. Pius on top of Windsor in the second quarter. How did we get to that point? Well, first blood was actually drawn by the Lancers in this one when they went for it on fourth and goal.
About a nose and a hair away from a touchdown. Now it's fourth and goal from the one, and St. Pius is going for it out of the gun. Fisher takes a snap. He hands it off, and we've got ourselves a score. Dustin Birch with the one-yard touchdown run.
Birch with the score. The extra point made it 7-0 Lancers over the Owls. However, that lead wouldn't last, as the Owls would strike back on a fourth and goal themselves.
Timeout over. Fourth and goal from the one. Derek Williams for the Owls under center, trying to get within one. And a bad snap there. Williams able to tuck it between the knees and cross the goal line for a score. The center-to-quarterback exchange wasn't the cleanest, but Derek Williams hung on for dear life and crosses the goal line with football in hand. And it's now Windsor down by one with 12 seconds to play in quarter number one.
Well, it wasn't clean, but it counts all the same. Following that, the extra point was good to tie the game up at 7-7, but the Lancers would strike back with another short yardage score to retake the lead.
Out of the gun, Fisher, quick little handoff, Birch. He'll squeeze the knees together and lunge forward, and he has the score. Another six for St. Pius, another one-yard touchdown run for Dustin Birch. It's now 13-7 Lancers with the extra point coming.
That score would remain 13-7 as the extra point is no good, and that's where they sit currently in the second quarter. Other scores throughout the listening area is Fox on top of Festus 13-0, Valley Catholic on top of St. Vincent in the second quarter 13-0, and Potosi with a strong lead over Owensville so far 34-7. You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98 The Boot. We'll step aside, and when we return, we'll update you on the Farmington Knights as they host Union over on AM 800 KRBI.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Hello, it's Toyota's national clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 4th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2018 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh, man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes! Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's the biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
You've started your own business. Make way for the customers. Or not. You also have to let people know about your business. The UPS Store can help. We can print everything from business cards to brochures. Our packing experts can make your shipments look professional. And our mailboxes come with a real street address, rather than a P.O. box. Let the UPS Store help tell the story of your business. United Problem Solvers. At the UPS Store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. We need your support as a business owner or individual to be part of Mary's House of Hope at a safe place. We are excited to announce our capital campaign, which will provide transitional housing for women and children that were victims of domestic violence. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at 636-232-2339 and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98. The Boot Show, Malone back in the studio with you. We just recapped the KJF game, but got to give you another update on that one. St. Pius has extended their lead to 21-0. Justin Birch getting his third touchdown of the night. They went for two, and the two-point conversion was good. Other scores throughout the listening area right now include Jefferson over Bishop DeBorg, 7-0. Hillsborough on top of Sullivan, 14-0. And North County in a shootout with Cape Central right now, 28-16 is the score of that one. We turn our attention now to the Farmington Knights. They kick off their 2018 season by scoring first with a 39-yard field goal by Krause.
Krause with a good leg. Snap is good. Hold is down. The kick is away. And it is long enough, and it is good. Hey, what a nice kick. And that one had some yardage to spare as well. Farmington leads 3-0. 5:19 remaining in the first quarter.
It was the very next possession for Union that the Knights would come up big on the defensive end.
Holsey pump fake. Throw it in the middle, and a leaping grab by Carson Sutton. The 5'10 Carson Sutton had to have been 8.5 feet in the air, pulled it down with one hand, and grabs the interception for the Knights.
Farmington wasn't able to take advantage of the interception on the scoreboard, but on their very next possession, the Knights were able to convert a 68-yard touchdown pass.
Step back, now floats it over the middle. Tyson Gray going to be looking for a jump ball. It's Royce Harris who grabs it out of nowhere, and he's gone to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, Knights!
Farmington would make good on the PAT and lead 10-0 over Union late in the first quarter. Moving on to the second, Union would finally get on the board with a 9-yard pass to Eli Klein.
Holsey with no running backs behind him, and Farmington bringing a blitz here. Here's a pass intended for the end zone. Touchdown. That one into the awaiting arms of Eli Klinke, and it's a 9-yard touchdown pass. Derek Holsey to Eli Klinke, and Union's shopping into that Farmington lead, 8:15 remaining in the second quarter, and Farmington still leads 10-6.
Excuse me, Klinke with the score there. Union, however, wasn't able to clear the extra point attempt, but they would jump on the board with the Knights still holding on to a 10-6 lead. But right before, the Farmington Knights would extend their lead even further with another score.
Royce Harris back to receive this punt. Holsey uses his left foot, sends it out there. Harris comes on, grabs it with a full head of steam to the 30. Now he's to the 40, to the 50, to the opposing 40. Breaks a tackle. He's to the 30. Comes back. He's at the 25. Royce Harris to the 20. Royce Harris to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Royce Harris, a 70-yard punt return touchdown. The little big man making big men look little, and Farmington is on the board again. 16-0 Knights, 3:51 remaining in the first half.
So the Farmington Knights extend on their lead. That's where they're at right now. 16-6 is where they stand over Union. Once again, we're at the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. The score at the halftime of the J98 game of the week sees Perryville leading DeSoto in a defensive battle 3-0. Other scores throughout the listening area over on AM 1400 KJF, as I mentioned, it is St. Pius over Windsor 21-7. Valley Catholic has extended their lead over St. Vincent 20-0 now. And we also see Thayer topping Hayti 8-6. And Kennett has a strong lead over Fredericktown 29-7. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98 The Boot. will continue after this.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I work for you. Well, sometimes I actually work against you. I'm the impression you give customers when they open one of your packages. And if they aren't professionally packed, the impression I give is one of indifference. But when packed by the packing experts at the UPS store with their pack and ship guarantee, you look like a real go-getter. Want your business to look sharp? No problem. Come see us at the UPS store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Broadcasting live from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. You're listening to KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
Hey, it's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98. The Boot, about 2 minutes away from the start of the second half on J98, so we'll quickly recap that game for you. A defensive affair on a sloppy field is how this game started, and the scoring began finally with Berryville splitting the uprights.
There's the snap, good hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 28-yard field goal from Eli Bjerk. And Berryville, the first on the scoreboard, it's 3-0 with 6:26 to go in the first quarter.
That would be the score there, and the score would remain the same even after this Drew Hotop 70-yard run all the way down to the DeSoto 15-yard line.
Big man in the backfield for Berryville, that's James Roden, as Hotop's in the gun, a man in motion going to the left side, and Hotop will run with it with Roden blocking out in front. Hotop across the 20 to the 25, the 30, to the 40, to midfield, to the 40 again. One man to try and get past, and he's taken down from behind after crossing the 20-yard line. He's down at the DeSoto 15.
And that would lead to a field goal attempt with 2 seconds left until the half.
2 seconds to go before halftime. As Drew Hotop, the quarterback, will be the holder for Bjerk. There's the snap. Good hold. Kick is up, and it's blocked by the edge rusher. That's Dominic DeMarco, who got the big paw up there. And the ball is still live as it's picked up by DeSoto. And unable to take it the length of the field there was Jerry Chandler as he tried to get across but tackled at about the 30-yard line. And that
would keep the score at 3-0 at halftime, which is where we sit right now. And when we return on the backside of this break, we'll send it back to the field for second half action. You're listening to High School Football on J98 at the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as the swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall lessons begin the week of September 10th. Contact the YMCA at 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
And we welcome you back to Berryville as the Pirates have a 3-0 lead over the DeSoto Dragons. Alongside Ron Pearson, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. As Ron, a lot of defensive stalwarts out there, a lot of great defensive plays, but a few moments of brilliance on offense from either side.
Indeed, what's really impressed me is the number of hard hits on both sides of the football. It's a good old-fashioned slobber knocker here. Not a lot of offense for either team and certainly not a lot of scoring. But even though it's the advantage, 28 plays for DeSoto to only 16 for Berryville, the Pirates hold a 3-0 halftime lead.
They were able to get that good field position off of that bad snap on the punt from DeSoto on their first drive of the game. That gave Berryville a chance to start in the DeSoto red zone. They were able to get that field goal as a result. Take a look at some stats. The leading yard getter for Berryville, their quarterback, Drew Hotop. And he has two carries for 68 yards, getting 70 on that big run near the end of the first half when he ran on that far sideline to get his team back into the red zone. They were unable to convert, though, on that opportunity with the blocked field goal with seconds running down in the first half. Then the lead yard getter for DeSoto, their quarterback, Briar Fisher, has had a good game through the air so far. 8 of 9 for 69 yards, and on the ground, 5 carries for 9 yards for the junior quarterback, Briar Fisher, who has some starting experience, and we'll see how he tries to ease more into this game for DeSoto as they're still trying to get on the scoreboard.
Things opened up the last series for Perryville. Let's see if they can carry that offensive momentum into the early portion of the third quarter here.
By the way, those first half stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, and St. Genevieve in Crystal City. They're connected to their customers since 1914.
Mississippi Area Football Conference, and we're seeing just how tough this conference is, and perhaps this is a harbinger of things to come the rest of the year in this conference.
It's fair to call this a rubber game. These two teams have opened up the season against each other for each of the last 3 years. 2 years ago, it was DeSoto getting the win 23-15. Last year, Perryville got a 14-7 victory in DeSoto. So the winner of this one can get the bragging rights a little bit more as they win the three-game series, if you will. But these two teams still talking things over before we start the second half. And while they do that, let's thank a few more sponsors, including Jefferson College in Hillsborough, the YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center of Farmington, and Home Pools and Spas in Ledington.
That's really interesting how these two teams have flip-flopped the fortunes over the last couple of years. They really do mirror themselves, and we're seeing a season opener that has been very, very much so dominant by the defense.
Earlier today, it was rainy in Perryville from early morning to early afternoon, but the skies have, for the most part, cleared up. Still some clouds lingering as the lights have taken full effect at Perryville's high school football stadium, and it is looking to be a pretty nice night. That field, though, still pretty muddy, and we'll see how that affects the final 24 minutes of this contest with Perryville up 3-0 on DeSoto. The Dragons received the football for the first half after Perryville deferred after winning the coin toss, so Perryville will now receive for the second half. And here is Sean Brooks for his first kickoff of the game for DeSoto from left to right. Raises his hand, makes sure his guys are ready, and they are. Here is the kickoff. It's a low drive, bounces, and I believe it touched an up back for Perryville as it's picked up by Seth Russo at the 25, running far sideline to the 30, and then forced out of bounds right around that 30-yard line.
Yeah, it did hit one of the members of the kicking team. Let's see if they mark the ball where it hit the player or if they're going to give them the yardage.
They'll give them the return at the 30-yard line, put it on the right hash mark. As Drew Hotop, the junior quarterback for Perryville, retakes the field with a 3-0 lead. Perryville, for the most part, has gone away from what we saw last year, a very tight formation near that line of scrimmage with guys very packed together. We have not seen that tonight. A wide spread offense with 4 wideouts in on most plays. And that's what we'll see here on this first play of the second half with Perryville in their green uniforms moving right to left on first down and 10 from their own 30. Hotop in the gun with 3 wide receivers. And looks like motion before the snap and flags fly. This might be on Perryville. And it is.
Everybody jumped on the offensive line, so pick a number, any number.
False start pushes them back 5 yards to the 25. Make it first and 15 to begin the first half, 11:50 to go in the third. Perryville 3, DeSoto nothing as they'll get a new play call in there to Drew Hotop. Again, that big 70-yard run ended up getting squandered with that blocked field goal at the end of the first half. But Drew Hotop has showed that he has come to play today. He'll be in the gun again with 3 wideouts, 2 to the left, 1 to the right, and Grimaud there in the backfield. He takes the snap, running with the option. Grimaud out to block. Hotop gets to the line of scrimmage and then met by the outside linebacker, Dominic DeMarco. And he's taken down for no gain. Make it 2nd and 15.
DeSoto showing a lot of quickness up front in their defensive line.
Hotop taken down by Dominic DeMarco, the first-team all-conference and all-district linebacker, was also all-conference honorable mention as a fullback. a big senior returning for Chris Johnson and the DeSoto Dragons on the defensive side of things. Also been in on offense, and he serves as the team's punter as well. Second down and 15. Drew Hotop in the gun with two wide to the right, one to the left. Going on 11 minutes to go in the third. Man in motion. Hotop takes the snap, and he keeps it running right side. Gets past the line of scrimmage to the 30. Breaks free to the 35. Trying to shake away from one man, and he takes him with him to the 40-yard line. Very close to the first down. We'll see if they give it to him on this second down play. Looks like it is right at that line, and as they spot it down, maybe just a little bit shy, but it is good enough for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
Well, he didn't need a lot of room there. He made the room on his own. He's very fleet of foot.
15-yard gain for Hotop. He's now got 83 yards on the ground on four carries. That's not a bad yards for carry, huh, Ron?
Not at all.
He's back in the gun, three wide. On first down and 10 from their own 40, Perryville running with it. Here's a jet sweep, a fake handoff. Hotop keeps it again, running now to the near sideline. He gets to midfield, and he lunges forward ahead of midfield, taken down after gaining yet another first down, an 11-yard gain for the quarterback, Drew Hotop. There was a late hit that came in just after that play, and Hotop probably talking to the official saying, hey, watch that next time. Make sure that you don't let that happen again.
Boy, he's a very talented offensive player. He hit the opening there off left tackle, and he's slippery.
Perryville now into DeSoto territory on their first drive of the second half, approaching 10 minutes to play in the third. First down and 10 from the DeSoto 49. Hotop in the gun, and flags on the ground once more. This might be another false start on Perryville, and it is their second of the drive.
Yeah, Roden, the fullback, came out of his stance just a little early on that play.
These have been the only two penalties in the game so far for Perryville. Only two on the side of DeSoto. Been a pretty clean game so far in that respect, and that's pretty impressive despite seeing the conditions that have been on the field today. But that backs him up another 5 yards to make it first and 15 again. And Perryville back on their own half of the field. They spot the ball down at the 47.5, we'll call it. Hotop in the gun with four wide. Roden in the backfield again, the big 6'4", 250-pound man. Taking the snap, and he gives to Roden, powering up the field and gets past midfield again to the original line of scrimmage down at the 49.
That's how you turn this into a mudder. You give it to the big guy and let him roll.
5 yard gain for Roden, who was crucial on that big 70 yard run by Drew Hotop, blocking out in front, coming from the backfield. As we're under 10 to play in the third quarter, Perryville 3, DeSoto nothing. Perryville with the first drive of this second half. Hotop in the gun again. He takes the snap. Give to Roden once more. Powering forward over those linebackers and gets across the 45 to the 43-yard line. A grown man's run from James Roden as he's about 5 yards shy of the first.
I don't know if you're familiar with the term of forearm shiver, which is a way a defender usually gets out of the grasp of an offensive block. Roden reversed the tables that time and used a shiver midway between the 45 and the 40-yard line and got another couple of yards on the run. Nice play.
Back-to-back carries for him. He got 11 yards, and he'll get a blow on the sideline as a result. Into the game now is Eli Bierk to take his place for Perryville. He joins Drew Hotop in the backfield with four wide once again. Third down and four. Hotop takes a snap. Jet sweep run to Austin Cook, who slipped in the backfield and cannot get to the line of scrimmage again. They'll spot him down at the 45 of DeSoto on a loss of two. Well, Cook struggling to get positive yardage. Three carries, negative 4 yards.
Well, now we'll see how much confidence Coach Blair Boss has in his defense. Will they go for it here on a fourth and six?
Looks like they are, and actually no, they will back up Eli Bierk in the punt formation. Looked like they would at first, but Drew Hotop is in that formation, so make sure that you're watching if you're DeSoto. But they do kick it as Bierk lets it go. It bounces and then goes into the end zone. It landed at the 10 and ricocheted over the goal line, so that'll be a touchback. 45-yard punt, 25-yard net, and DeSoto will have their first drive of the second half starting at their own 20.
That was a nice seven-play drive, chewing up a little more clock. And you can kind of get a sense that Perryville is feeling out DeSoto. They're trying a number of different offensive sets, different offensive plays with key people in different positions, and all of it's working out the last couple of drives.
Briar Fisher gets his first action in the second half at quarterback for DeSoto. Two men joining him in the backfield. Directly behind him, Cole Watson. To his right is Cameron Brooks. Two wideouts to the left side on first and 10. He takes the snap, quick throw on the slant. It's complete to Krodinger across the 25-yard line, lunges forward to the 28. And a quick 8-yard pass and catch for DeSoto to start things off at second and 2.
That's the way you loosen up a defense. On first down, you put it up in the air.
Fisher 9 of 10 throwing the football in his first start of the season. The junior back in there for this second and 2. He takes the snap. It's a handoff to Watson. Powers forward and met immediately by that nose guard, Tony Konarczyk. And it's only about a 1-yard gain, just shy of that first down marker at the 30. So make it third and 1.
Both teams now being a little more free in substituting. We're seeing more players get into the ball game because of the type of evening, a humid evening.
This is a third and 1. Only one third down conversion out of 7 chances for DeSoto in that first half. But this one a little bit shorter than the ones that they've had to deal with so far today. Fisher takes the snap. He powers ahead on the sneak and believe he got just enough for the first down as he's taken down immediately after a gain of 2. So give him another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down for DeSoto as they get to their own 31 with the score 3-0 Perryville, 6:18 to go in the third.
If you like defensive slugfest, you got to love this ball game.
That field getting browner and browner as they track those cleats more and more on that grass after the big set of rain that we had earlier this morning in Perryville. First down and 10 for DeSoto. Clapping his hands, Fisher. Give is to Watson. Runs up the middle. Tripped up and is able to jump his way to the 35-yard line. Gain of 4 yards for Cole Watson, who had 10 carries for only 15 yards in that first half. But 2 carries for 5 yards to start things out on this first drive in the third quarter.
Nice run until Roden jumped on his back, drove him into the turf. Well, he plays a physical, physical game.
It's second and 6 at the DeSoto 35. 3-0 Perryville as we're under 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Briar Fisher takes the snap. A give to Watson again, and this time he won't get back to that line of scrimmage. That DeSoto defensive front coming up big once more. Leading the way was DeSoto's big defensive lineman, Ethan Cook, as a player is down for Perryville, lying on that 35-yard line with his back on the grass. And
I believe that's a DeSoto player down.
It is DeSoto, correction, yeah, as they're tending to him real quick. While they take a look at that injured DeSoto player, we'll thank a few more sponsors, including Mineral Area College and Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve in Crystal City, Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington, and Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville.
DeSoto trying to flex their muscles with a ground gain in between the tackles.
That was Ethan Cook, who was on the ground, and he's on his feet, walking back to the far sideline to join his DeSoto teammates with 4:59 to go, third quarter. Perryville 3, DeSoto nothing. DeSoto with their first drive, and they're facing what looks to be a 3rd and 7.
Great deal of sportsmanship shown by the Perryville fans as the injured player gets up, walks off on his own power. They clap and give him a hand and let him know, we're glad you're doing all right there, young man.
Give a lot of credit to these Perryville fans as well. They braved the rain earlier this morning. It looked a little more ominous when we saw more rain coming through. That field was starting to take on more and more water, but these fans have filled the bleachers tonight. Good to see them coming out for this first football game of the year. They were excited to see their Perryville squad go 6-3 last year under first-year head coach Blaine Boss. Now in his second year, they're trying to take another step forward. But, of course, DeSoto wants to do the same. And so now, with a 3-0 lead for Perryville, DeSoto will have a 3rd-and-7 from their own 34. The junior Briar Fisher in the gun, with Watson behind him, Grodinger to his right, two wide to the left side, or Cameron Brooks to the right of Fisher. Grodinger and Snudden out wide, and looks like they got Perryville to jump there on the snap count, and DeSoto will be called for offside. That makes it a 3rd and more manageable. They'll walk it up to the 39-yard line, and it's now 3rd and 2.
Quarterback stuttered his snap count there. He didn't move his head. If he were to move his head, that would have been a penalty against DeSoto, but there was no movement at all, but he did it all with his voice.
And now that big man in the backfield for DeSoto again. They'll give it up the middle. It's Watson who powers ahead across the 40 to the 45 and down at the 47. Cole Watson giving his team a first down on that 3rd down conversion.
That ball actually looked like it slipped out of the quarterback's hand, as looked like more of a pitch than a handoff.
Gain of 8 yards for Cole Watson, who's been the most used back for DeSoto so far, 14 carries. They'll leave that big man in there again for DeSoto. He blocks out in front, give to Watson again, puts his head into the linebacker. Eli Bierk gets to midfield, but then driven backwards. He'll get a gain of 3 yards on 1st down to make it 2nd and 7.
You know, in your pregame visit with both coaches alluded to the fact that they were content with running the ball and grinding it out, and that's exactly what we've seen here in the third quarter.
Wyatt Mosher, who is in at fullback, the big defensive lineman for DeSoto, now goes to the sideline after a good couple plays there, blocking out in front for his running back, Watson. It's 2nd and 7, under 4 to play in the third quarter, 3-0 Perryville. DeSoto driving with the ball at midfield. Briar Fisher back to pass, lets it air to the left sideline, and it's complete to Cameron Grodinger across the 30-yard line, slips past a man and is out of bounds around the 28. Another big completion for Briar Fisher as he gets 22 yards to Cameron Grodinger and another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down.
Well, that young man throws the football, folks, a tight spiral, and that's not an easy completion because there was double coverage on the wide receiver. Again, he threw it in the only place that the receiver could catch the football, and that was a really, really well-timed offensive play.
Still only one incompletion for Briar Fisher on the game. He's 10 of 11 and now 99 yards through the air for the junior quarterback. He now sets it up a 1st down and 10 from the Perryville 28. Couple wide outs to either side and two men in the backfield. Breyer in the gun. He'll take the snap. Hand off to Watson, running over the right guard. Gets through the tackles and across to the 25-yard line, where he's brought down after a gain of 7. They'll mark him down at the 23.
And the clock is going to wind down under 3 minutes at the snap of this play. This has been a 10-play drive.
And DeSoto had a 16-play drive
in the first half.
In that first quarter. Oh. It actually spanned across the first and second quarters. We're not able to get any points out of it, but we'll see what they can do with this drive, their first of the second half. 2:43 to go in that third. They still don't have any points on that scoreboard, trailing 3-0, but trying to get into the red zone and punch it in once more. Briar Fisher in the gun. A big rush, and he lets it go. It's incomplete. Tried to get it to Watson. They say incomplete. There was a tip at the line of scrimmage. They were trying to set up a screen, but just nowhere to throw for Briar Fisher as that defensive line was swarming in on him. And it's only the 2nd incompletion for Briar Fisher to bring up 3rd and 4.
Perryville is very quick to fall on the football, but as you mentioned, it was an incomplete pass. If they don't catch that shovel pass, they consider it a pass and not a fumble.
So Briar Fisher gets the call from the far sideline. Key play here, 2:26 to go, 3rd quarter. DeSoto Trying to convert another third down. This is third and four. Converted a couple on this drive. And Breyer in the shotgun again with two wideouts to the left and two men in the backfield. And flags fly again as they had a delayed snap count once more. Did they get the Pirates to jump again? No signal just yet from the head referee.
Yeah, they sure
and they
did.
Will walk Perryville back 5 yards on another offside. And this will give them first down yardage to about the 18.
The safety, Grimaud, showed a blitz there, and he got a little over-anxious and jumped beyond the line of scrimmage.
Four penalties in this second half for Perryville, and they've all been either false starts or offside. So 2:26 to go in the third, 3-0 Perryville, but DeSoto with a first down and 10 at the Perryville 18. Shotgun formation for Fisher. Two wide to the left, two in the backfield with him. He takes the snap and throws. It's to the left side, and it is complete to Clayton Snudden. Touchdown, DeSoto. 18-yard bomb from Breyer Fisher to Clayton Snudden. And the first touchdown of the game goes to the Dragons. They lead 6-3 in the third.
12-play drive culminating with a touchdown pass in the far corner of the end zone from 18 yards away.
DeSoto will line up most of their special teams players to the left, and now they'll come to the center for this extra point attempt. Sean Brooks on to kick it. He had a field goal blocked earlier, and now trying to convert this extra point. There's the snap. Cameron Brooks with the hold. It is up. It is low and to the right and no good. So DeSoto unable to convert the PAT, but they do take a 6-3 lead with 2:21 to go in the third quarter. After that touchdown from Fisher to Snudden, we'll take a 30-second break and come back with the end of the third quarter on J98.
It's hot. Who should you call for your cooling needs? DeSoto Electrical Products. They are a Lennox Premier dealer and offer the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. They service Jefferson, South St. Louis, Washington, St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Franklin counties. To schedule an appointment, call DeSoto Electrical Products, 636-337-3381, or visit them, DeSotoElectricalProducts.com. Contact DeSoto Electrical Products today.
Back in Perryville as the DeSoto Dragons have taken the lead over the home team 6-3 with 2:21 to go in the third quarter and a very impressive drive once again from DeSoto, Ron.
12-play drive culminating in an 18-yard touchdown pass. The two-point conversion was no good, but their first points of the year, and they're rewarded with their first lead of the year, 6-3.
18-yard pass from Breyer Fisher to Clayton Snudden to cap off that touchdown drive. And that drive recap brought to you by Gil Cervary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefits and bonus pay. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Nice mix of pass and run on that drive for DeSoto. Both teams starting to loosen up a little offensively.
Sean Brooks with the kick for DeSoto. And from left to right, it's to the near sideline, picked up by Eric Roth at the 20, running to the other side across the 30 to the 40, has blockers out in front, but then taken down across the 45-yard line after a nice return. Eric Roth from Perryville takes it to the 48-yard line. Well, they're set up their second drive of the second half.
He followed his block. His wave of blockers were set up from left to right. It was a right side return, and he read his blocks beautifully.
Two teams take the field once more. Looks like they'll move it to the right hash mark and put it down at the 48-yard line. Drew Hotop retaking the field for the Perryville Pirates. He'll call for the huddle. Hotop has been very effective running the ball so far, and give some credit to those outside blockers as well. Hotop will have three wide to the right and one to the left. In the shotgun formation, takes the snap, running to the left side. No blockers for him as he tries to get past midfield, does, towards the near sideline, and then force out of bounds. They'll give him forward progress to about the 48-yard line with a flag down at the Perryville 48.
Yeah, they grabbed his face mask. They're going to get 15 yards, I believe, on this one.
See what the official signal is from Todd Turlington, the referee. They'll say holding on number 60 for Perryville. And that goes to Roy Kane, the tackle. And that holding call pushes them back to their own 38. Big blow there. That makes it first and 20. And that's the fifth penalty of this half for the Pirates. 30 yards they've lost on those penalties. With 2:06 to go in the third, they now trail 6-3 to DeSoto.
Outside of the penalties, we've seen a fairly error-free ball game. There have not been a lot of turnovers.
Drew Hotop in the gun with four wide, one man in motion, moving right to left. That's Seth Russo. They fake the handoff to him. Hotop takes it up the middle. The quarterback run, it is across the 40-yard line, and Hotop finally smothered down around the 42 for a gain of 4 yards. That brings up second and 16 for the Perryville Pirates.
And the last time Perryville had the football offensively, they could generate a 7-play drive, but four not, as they weren't able to punch it over.
They bring James Roden back onto the field, Perryville does, to join Hotop in the backfield. This is when they've been most effective, either handing it off to Roden or letting him block those linebackers out in front. Four wide set again, two on either side, Hotop in the gun for Perryville, approaching a minute to play in the third. Hotop takes the snap, running left side, met by those edge linebackers and taken down right around the line of scrimmage for no gain. The first man to the football was Garrett Harden for DeSoto, that middle linebacker, and they tackle him at the line of scrimmage. That'll make it third and 16 for Perryville.
Well, and again, we're getting to the point in the ball game where Perryville does not want to see themselves facing as many third and longs as they have had this ball game.
35 seconds to go, third quarter. Hotop gets the call from the sideline, and they'll stay in this four-wide formation, two on either side. Roden in the backfield with Hotop in the pistol. One man in motion. They give to Russo. He'll run right side, gets a block across the 40 to the 35, and then wrapped down at the 35-yard line. In fact, probably a little shy of it. Only a gain of 2 yards to bring up fourth and 14. And this might be a punting situation on the other side of this quarter break. We have reached the end of the third, and the DeSoto Dragons have a 6-3 lead on the road against the Perryville Pirates. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and come back with the final 12 minutes of action from Perryville on J98.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Third quarter comes to a close. We're now ready for the fourth. DeSoto 6, Perryville 3, up on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. As DeSoto, after that big long touchdown drive, now putting the pressure on the Pirates to answer that in this fourth quarter in what has been a very defensive game, Ron.
Well, and you know, I really think Perryville is going to need to throw the football a little bit here to loosen up that DeSoto defense. But I got to give credit to the left side linebacker in the corner on the left side of the DeSoto Dragon defensive set. They've been playing really, really well and flowing to the football very quickly as well.
Perryville was stopped on a third and 16. It's now fourth and 14, lining up in put formation. Eli Bierk, a couple men back for the Dragons as Bierk lets it go with the left foot. It bounces beyond the 30-yard line. They'll let it die in that wet field, and the Pirates will down it at the 25. Good punt from Eli Bierk to put DeSoto back as far as he could, and the Dragons, with the 3-point lead and 11:50 to go in the game, will have a first and 10 from their own 25.
Well, and again, we've mentioned before that despite the conditions, it's been a fairly error-free game as far as turnovers are concerned. But you can bet your bottom dollar the Pirates are going to be pulling at that football now.
No technical turnovers. The only mistake was that low snap at the first quarter by DeSoto, which gave Perryville good field position and set up their only score of the game on the field goal. So here's DeSoto with the lead and 11:50 to go. Starting at their own 25 on first and 10. Fisher in the gun. Two in the backfield with him. A wide receiver on either side. Fisher takes the snap and hands to Watson. Running over the right tackle. It's met by a man. Takes him a couple of yards to the 27, it appears. And a gain of about two for Watson, who has now reached 17 carries in this game.
If you're DeSoto, you want to keep pounding that ball and keep working on the clock. If you're Perryville, you want to strip that ball and you want to turn it over and give your offense a chance deep in DeSoto territory.
Correction, just a one-yard gain for Watson to bring up second and nine. Again, as you mentioned, Ron, they want to work that clock. 11:15 to go in this game. DeSoto up 6-3 on Perryville. They break the huddle, and they'll go with their usual formation with two wide outs, one on either side. And it's Brooks and Watson joining Fisher in the gun in the backfield. Another delayed snap count. They snap the ball on two, and flags fly again.
That one could be called on the offense. Yep. Yep.
Looks like an illegal shift, and they'll back DeSoto up 5 yards to make it second and 14.
Now, as you call this play, keep an eye on the splits on the defensive line. You would think they'd tighten them and get a little, give them a little less room at the line of scrimmage, but they're huge, huge defensive line splits with Perryville.
It's now a second and 14 with 10:50 to go. Fisher takes the snap. He rolls to the left side, snicks away from James Roden, and he completes it down the field to the tight end Andrew Downs at the 35. He gets to about the 36, and it's good enough for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down.
Well, he really plays with poise, too, because Roden had his eyes set on the quarterback sack, but he escaped, eluded, and completed the pass.
Really nice passing play of 16 yards from Fisher to Downs. And Snudden, or correction, Fisher, only one incompletion so far. Correction, two. As he tried to complete a screen at the end of that first half, but could not do so. Here's first down and 10. Fisher hands it off to Brooks, who tries to stiff arm a man, gets past him, but driven in the backfield, still on his feet. Gets across the 30, but can't get back to the line of scrimmage as he's dropped down behind the 35-yard line for a loss of about 3 yards.
That's a great play by Ernst. He shook the tackle, got rid of his blocker, and he got the running back before he could turn upfield.
Loss of three. That was the first carry for Brooks. That'll make it second down for DeSoto and 13. Under 10 to play in this fourth quarter of play. DeSoto 6, Perryville 3. Fisher again in the gun with Brooks and Watson joining him in the backfield. He'll take the snap. The give to Watson runs up the middle. Through to the 40-yard line to the 45. Barrels over Eli Bierk in that second level and gets close to the first down marker. It's a gain of 12 to the DeSoto 46-yard line.
Boy, barreled was a good call. You could hear the pads popping up here. Well, both of these teams are extremely physical.
Watson's longest run of the game, 12 yards, and it's a third and one. Getting some daps from his teammates in the huddle there as they have a third and manageable with under nine to play. 6-3 DeSoto. They have the football, trying to bleed out the rest of this clock. Wyatt Mosier in the backfield again at fullback. The give is to Watson. They run it over the right tackle, and he gets first down yardage to about midfield. They'll spot him down just shy at the 49-yard line, but it's a gain of three and another first down for DeSoto.
They throw just enough, or have thrown just enough in this ball game to keep Perryville off base a little bit, off center there.
Again, clock on the side of the DeSoto Dragons, 8.5 to go in the game. They lead by three. They have a first down and 10 at their own 49. Two wide to the near side left. Fisher in the gun, gives to Watson, and this time he's wrapped up in the backfield. Good pursuit through that line by James Roden. the defensive leader for the Perryville Pirates, and he gets another TFL for a loss of three.
Boy, he's earning his ice cream after the ball game.
And good on the defensive side, also in the backfield on offense for Perryville, both blocking and carrying the football. He'll take a seat on the sideline for this second and 13, correction 14. DeSoto's gone with pretty much the same formation all night, but now they go with trips to the left as Brooks will line up in the slot on the left side. Fisher, it's a low snap. He picks it up off the ground, and is there a flag down? They haven't really thrown it on the field yet, but
I think what they did was they blew the whistle early because the quarterback was just about ready to be handed his lunch there.
And so now they are discussing it near the line of scrimmage. It would have been a big loss if they had taken down.
Well, there was
there.
There is a flag
down at the 45-yard line. We'll see what this is. And it is a Eagle in an illegal formation, maybe on the side of DeSoto. That'll back him up 5 yards to make it second and 19.
Yeah, I think they needed one of those three receivers to be right up on the line of scrimmage, and they were just all three were just off the line of scrimmage.
7:34 to go in this game. DeSoto up 6-3 on the Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy scoreboard. Trying to take down as much time as possible to close out this victory on the road, which would be a big one for them. Three wide to the left once more for Breyer Fisher in the pistol with Watson behind him. Fakes the snap one time. And looks like another flag thrown at the line of scrimmage. What's this about? Thrown by the umpire who comes in to talk with the center for
DeSoto.
Yeah, I'm
not so sure.
That's Dalton Daughtry.
Yeah, the center moved the football.
An illegal snap this time. So back DeSoto up 5 more yards. Looks like everybody but the center knew the snap count.
Well, with Fisher, he's got him right where he wants him, second and long.
24 to be in fact. That's how many yards DeSoto has to go for this first down. Have to get to the Perryville 41. They're on their own 36. Fisher gets the call from the sideline and now rejoins his huddle. They break with two wideouts to the left and two men in the backfield with Fisher in the gun. Under seven to play as Fisher takes the snap. Handoff is to Watson, runs up the middle, and once again met in the backfield. This time I believe it was big number 91, Chris Ernst, the junior leading the way for Perryville. And they back him up even further to the 34. It's a loss of two to bring up third and 26.
They've got to get to the Perryville 41-yard line for a first down.
You know, the play might be here to just run the football, see what you get, and pin Perryville back as much as he can with 6:15 to go. Fisher in the gun again, three to the left. Maybe they decide to throw it with three wide receivers. They will go back to throw. It's a short pass tipped at the line of scrimmage and almost picked off by that big defensive lineman. What a play by Ian Curry, the defensive end. 6'1 junior, 235 pounds, breaks up the pass there, and it's now fourth and long for DeSoto, 6:05 to play.
That's the second time in the game that big fella's put his paw up and slapped the ball to the turf. Nice defensive play, and one that Perryville needs right now.
Yeah, they're going to get the football back down by 3 points with 6:05 to play. In punt formation is Dominic DeMarco. There's been one bad snap from the long snapper, Andrew Down, so far for DeSoto. This one is good, though, and DeMarco gets it off. A low drive on the punt, bounces at the 40, rolls to the 30-yard line of Perryville, and they'll down it at about the 29. So DeMarco's punt sends Perryville back behind their own 30. And with 5:56 to go in the fourth quarter, Perryville trying to come from behind, down 6-3 to DeSoto. Let's thank our final group of sponsors, including Serenity Hospice Care, Potosi Lumber, Bryant Restoration in Farmington and Poplar Bluff, Little Caesars Pizza in Herculaneum, Mario's Italia in Farmington, and Community In-Home Service in St. Genevieve. My goodness, are we glad to have Mario's Italia back providing our pregame and postgame meals throughout the entire season. We certainly do appreciate them as Perryville and DeSoto locked in a defensive battle, which has featured a few mistakes, but not in the form of turnovers.
Blocked kicks.
Some blocked kicks, also some low snaps, but penalties. In the end, you're seeing some pretty disciplined football as far as taking care of things on either side offensively.
Yeah, the Pirates have only had 28 snaps from scrimmage. That's a very low number for high school, college, or pro football. They need to get something rolling on this drive.
Drew Hotop, the junior quarterback in his first ever start, will lead his Perryville offense on the field, starting at their own 29. They trail 6-3 with under 6 to play in this fourth quarter. Roden joins him, a step behind him in the backfield, 4 wide outs, 2 on either side. Hotop sends a man in motion. That's Austin Cook. He receives the handoff on the jet sweep, trying to get to the edge. Gets there, then tripped up by a nice play by Andrew Downs, the outside linebacker. If he had not tripped up Austin Cook there, he would have been home free. Instead, he is down at the 34 after a gain of 5.
Well, he couldn't find the hole off tackle. That was a quick pitch. So he kept spreading it out. He kept taking it farther and farther. And finally, the corner on the left side made a one-handed tackle there.
First positive yardage carry for Austin Cook on the day. As Drew Hotop looks at his wristband, gets the play from his sideline, and lines up. Two wide to either side, Roden behind him in the gun. Sends a man in motion, takes the snap, the give to Roden, over the right tackle, stiff arms a man to the 40, 45, and then forced out of bounds around the 48-yard line. Another big run by the fullback, James Roden.
You know, and they could have thrown a flag because he carried the tackle about 5 or 6 yards out of bounds on that play.
Boy, was it a big run from James Roden. He's had a couple of those today. He'll get a break on the sideline. They'll down him at the 47 after a gain of 8 yards to give him a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Under 5 to play in this game. Perryville down by 3 points to DeSoto. Lining up is Hotop in the gun. Behind him, Grimaud. The give is to Grimaud. He'll go up the middle and then taken down immediately after crossing the line of scrimmage. Only a gain of 1. There on the stop, DeMarco, but I believe the first man there was Wyatt Mosier, and it was.
Look at the right side of the football pants for Roden there. Nothing but mud. They drove him out of bounds 2 plays ago. They pushed him 6-7 yards, so he slid quite a ways there.
Second and 8 after the 2-yard gain by Caleb Grimaud. Roden back in that backfield with Hotop right in front of him in the pistol. 4 wide outs. Second and 8, under 4 to play. Hotop hands off on the jet sweep. And that's a good run from the wide receiver coming over. That was Ethan Moran, who gained a few yards. And they're about 3 yards shy of the first down into DeSoto territory. It'll be 3rd and about 4.
We've seen a couple 3 of those misdirection plays as the wide receiver comes from a position on the line of scrimmage behind the quarterback and heads to the far side of the field. They were close to popping that one.
They were. Here's a 3rd and 4, a crucial play for Perryville as with 3:20 to play, they may even be in 4-down territory, so they might be getting close on this play. Drew Hotop in the gun, sends a man in motion. That's Eric Roth, and flags fly at the line of scrimmage. It'll back up Perryville 5 yards, a false start right at the line. And that'll make it 3rd and 9 as Perryville is back on their own side of the field at the 48.
Both teams have felt the sting of the offensive linemen jumping early and moving before the ball is snapped. Kind of sloppy offensive line play by both teams here in the second half.
Approaching 3 minutes to play. DeSoto 6, Perryville 3. Perryville is taking some time off the clock, getting the call in from the sideline. Drew Hotop there, 7 on the play clock. They may need to call timeout, and they do.
Oh, boy, that's mismanagement of clock right there. That's unfortunate because they had a little something going, and they were trying to figure out what play to call on 3rd and long. They don't have a really great passing attack as of yet. I'm sure they'll develop that as the season goes on, But here in the opener, what it comes down to is 2:51, and you've got to come up with a big play on third and long.
With 2:51 to go in this fourth quarter, DeSoto leads 6-3 on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Coming up after this, the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. After all the games are done tonight, we'll make sure that we continue with coverage of games that are still in progress on our family of stations. But this one has been a tight one. Low scoring, only 9 combined points from these two sides. But we have seen some good defensive plays today and also some good spurts on offense.
Absolutely.
On the ground, especially with this quarterback, Drew Hotop, who had a 70-yard run right at the end of the first half. And he needs to come up big once more on this third down and a long 8. He's on his own 48.
Well, how deep do you dive into your bag of tricks this late in the ball game?
Hotop in the gun. James Roden right behind him. Wide receivers on the near side aren't set yet. Now they are with 14 on the play clock. And now into his crouch is Hotop. He'll sling it to the right side. Complete to Eric Roth across midfield to the 48-yard line where he's taken down. Tripped up by the corner, Cameron Crodinger for DeSoto. And this brings up a fourth down situation for Perryville. Fourth and about 5 at the DeSoto 47. We'll call that 4th and 4, actually, on that after that pass from Hotop.
That was a well-designed offensive play as Hotop had his running back out as a blocker, and he got his block.
Here's the big play, 4th down and 4. Hotop in the gun, takes the snap. Fakes the jet sweep handoff and then wrapped up in the backfield and will not get a first down as he's taken down at midfield. The man who got to the quarterback first was Garrett Harden, the junior for DeSoto, and the Dragons will take over with a 6-3 lead and 2:06 to go in the game.
Well, that, of course, was not the home faithful here. We're looking for a little more than that. It took that play a long time to be developed, and typically when that happens, it does not usually bode well.
So now DeSoto will look to bleed out the rest of this clock and keep their hands on the football with a 6-3 lead and 2:06 to go. Briar Fisher has been brilliant on the passes today, but it'll come up to the ground game to see if they can get at least one, maybe 2 first downs to ice this away. Fisher in the gun with 2 men in the backfield. Cole Watson right behind him. Fisher will take it, and he is taken down immediately before getting to the line of scrimmage. Looked like James Roden was there first to bring down the quarterback after a loss of about 1.
Well, and Perryville still has 2 timeouts, but with under 2 minutes to go in the ball game, it's a question of when do you take it, sooner or later?
Make that no gain for DeSoto on that last play. They're electing not to take the timeout just yet as DeSoto breaks their huddle with 8 to go on the play clock. DeSoto's sideline saying snap the ball, and they do. Fisher hands off Watson, trying to get past those big blockers at the line of scrimmage, but cannot do so. Gets 1 yard to midfield, and now Blaine Boss will call timeout from the Perryville sideline with 1:20 to go in the game. Perryville trailing 6-3. DeSoto trying to keep their hands on the football for the final 1:20.
Well, they've got to make a stand here on third down because they still have a timeout left. But if DeSoto breaks one here or gets the 10 yards needed for a first down, ball game is over for all practical purposes.
How about Cole Watson today? Even though he hasn't had too many big runs, 22 carries, and has nickel and dimed it down the field. Really important to keep those plays rolling and make sure that you get positive yardage on most of those plays.
Yeah, he runs with his pads low, and he protects the football, and he's the perfect kind of back for this type of field.
It's third down and a long 9. After that second timeout taken by Perryville, they have 1 remaining, and they need to stop DeSoto on this next play to give themselves a chance to get the football back and possibly drive down the field for a game-winning drive. DeSoto in the huddle, and they'll pack it in once again. Wyatt Mosier in as the fullback for DeSoto. Looks like they'll try a hard count, and Fisher hands off to Watson across the 45 and taken down short of the first down at about the 42. It was a gain of 8 yards, but just short, and Blaine Boss calls that final timeout with 1:14 to go in the game and his team down 3. And DeSoto will have to talk things over to see what they'll do.
Well, the Dragons may have picked up enough of a gain on third down to go for it here on 4th and 2.
Very, very close. They're about 2, maybe 3 yards away. That first down marker just shy of the Perryville 40. Ball placed down inside that hash mark on the 43-yard line. So you're talking about maybe 2.5, 3 yards to maybe go forward on fourth down. We'll see what Chris Johnson decides to do. Of course, Dominic DeMarco has done a good job of pinning Perryville deep so far in this game. As these two teams talk things over after that timeout, 74 seconds to play. Perryville appears that they will get the football back if DeSoto decides to punt. Dominic DeMarco, the punter, is on the field, but it looks like they might line up in an offensive formation to try and convert this fourth down, and they will. Fourth down and 2 for DeSoto, trying to ice the game away. Here's the handoff to Watson. He gets across the 40, breaks free to the 35, to the 30, and taken down in the second level at the 28-yard line. And DeSoto will hang on and keep the lead throughout the rest of this game. And they will take the win on the road, it appears, with 1:07 to play as the clock will start after they move those chains to the 28. What a run from Cole Watson to close it out, a gain of 14 yards.
Well, you just fall on the football now if you're the quarterback. You just take a knee and run the clock.
Now DeSoto takes a timeout. Maybe things aren't over just yet. Of course, they do need to hang on to that football.
I believe
that 3 knees should be enough to bleed out the rest of this game.
I think Coach Johnson just wanted to ensure he had the right combination on the field, in particular up front in the offensive line. What a terrific defensive game by both teams.
It really was a ground-and-pound game on both sides. Both teams trying to establish the run throughout the entire game. Cole Watson will be the most used back in this one, 24 carries, and that last 14-yard one was the longest play that he had so far in this game. He saved the best for last.
Yes, indeed.
Looks like victory formation for DeSoto as they bunch it together, and Briar Fisher will be under center. He'll take that first knee. DeSoto about to move to 1-0 on the season. They hosted Perryville last year, lost 14-7. Perryville got out to that hot start, winning 4 of their first 5 games, en route to a 6-3 regular season. But it looks like DeSoto, who will get this first victory in week 1 over their former district foe. 40 seconds and counting as they're ready to run this second play, and it'll be another knee. We'll see how much time they let bleed down before they start the play clock again, and maybe it'll take one more knee, or maybe not. They'll go ahead and end the game there. DeSoto is victorious on the road over Perryville by a final score of 6-3. The Dragons 1-0 to start the 2018 campaign, and they've won 2 out of the last 3 season openers against the Perryville Pirates in the last 3 years. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this. We'll come back in 60 seconds on J98.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have water or fire damage to your home or business, call Bryant Restoration. Bryant Restoration is locally owned and operated, based out of St. Francis County with a second location in Poplar Bluff and covers all of southeast Missouri. Bryant Restoration does water and fire restoration, water extraction, mold remediation, and forensic restoration. They strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience for their customers. Bryant Restoration works with all insurance companies. Call 573-986-3260 or visit online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Throws, it's to the left side, and it is complete to Clayton Snudden. Touchdown, DeSoto. 18-yard bomb from Briar Fisher to Clayton Snudden, and the first touchdown of the game goes to the Dragons. They lead 6-3 in the third. That's your Serenity Hospice play of the game. Serenity Hospice care, peace of mind when you need it most. DeSoto Dragons are 1-0 after a road victory tonight over the Perryville Pirates by a score of 6-3. It was low scoring. It was ground and pound, but it was exciting. Ron, your final thoughts?
Well, DeSoto carried had the ball for 55 plays from scrimmage to only 34 for Perryville. That's part of the story. This game was time of possession.
It really was. And Cole Watson closing that out with that 14-yard run on that fourth down and two, which closed it out on DeSoto's final drive. They were able to keep the football and kneel it down after that. And what a job by Briar Fisher, 12 of 15 with a touchdown pass. Really impressive in his first start as a junior.
It was that over-the-shoulder throw three different times to the wide receiver where only he could catch the ball, and that was another of the big differences in the ball game was their ability to throw the football.
Great to have you along, Ron. It was fun to watch.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You do a great job.
DeSoto 6, Perryville 3 in Game 1 on J98. DeSoto wins two out of their last three openers against the Perryville Pirates over the last 3 years. We'll now send it to coverage of the Farmington Knights playing Union on AM 800 KREI. Take it away.